to the November meeting of the Midway Water Advisory Board. We need to excuse Mary Johnson tonight. She's got another commitment. So representing the city tonight, we have Councilman Jeff Drury and Councilman Craig Simons. Representing the irrigation company, we'll have Brent Kelly and Russell Kohler. So we'll start out with the consent agenda for this month, which would be the agenda for the November 4th meeting, the minutes of the June 3rd meeting, and the approval of the meeting dates that were presented to us at that time. So do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Jeff, a second by Brent. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The first project we're going to look at tonight at Castle Court, is that one you got up?
Yeah, I do, but they're not here yet, but we do have the Reese's here.
Let's go to the Reese's, okay. Reeseburg, Bergie Lane subdivision then.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Steve. Members of the Water Board. Yeah, the city's received an application for a new subdivision, and I don't know, is this the final name of this subdivision, or are you...
It works for us.
It works for you. Okay. So it's going on the minutes that way right now.
Oh, yes.
So this is the Reeseburgie Lane subdivision. It's a small subdivision. Just an acre in size. There's two parcels involved. It's in the R115 zone, which is a third acre zone. In the lots after dedication, there's 0.99 of an acre. So just 1/100th of an acre is dedicated for the road. And this is up on the corner of Pine Canyon Road and Bergie Lane. We zoom in on it for the neighborhood view. And here's a closer view. So you can see there's one home on the existing half acre lot. And then there's this smaller lot that was cut off decades ago. I'm not sure when you purchased the property initially. It's quite a while ago. And you purchased it in this size, but it was created without going through the land use approval process. And so
the boat?
The boat is farther to the south.
Hey. No, the boat's gone.
There's the boat right there, at least in the aerial.
I was driving on Pine Canyon when they were pulling the boat out onto the road. It was amazing. No.
Were they moving it or just rearranging it?
Well, there was a lot of water. It was kind of a flood.
They're the animals. So. And so really this piece was, it looks like it was cut off from the home to the south is what I suspect happened. It never met the zoning code, so they're trying to create a lot out of this property that it's a little bit difficult to get there. And so what we're looking at is a two-lot subdivision. It does create an irregularly shaped lot, but there's nothing in the code that says you can't create an irregularly shaped lot. You just have to meet your frontage, your width, and your acreage requirements. Those are the three criteria to do that. And so we do have a plat, and in order to get the third of an acre, there's this panhandle that comes down into the half acre, which probably makes for a nice orchard for somebody, maybe. But something along those lines. And so both lots are at least a quarter, or at least a third of an acre in size. Again, there's a little bit of dedication up on that, up on the corner of Pine Canyon and Bergie Lane. And going back in the records, working with Jennifer, the home on lot number 2 came in before water rights were turned over to the city. And so in those scenarios, we've dedicated, well, we've allowed them to have a credit of 1.5 acre feet. And so the calculation that we're looking at is based off of crediting that 1.5. So within the lots, there's 0.99 acres. We subtract 16,000 square feet because both lots are above the minimal amount for subtracting less, so they're both 8,000 square feet. Irrigated area ends up being 0.63 of an acre for both lots, that's 1.89 acre feet. There's the two culinary connections at 0.8 each, so that's 1.6. So when we add the 1.89 for the outside irrigation with the 1.6 for the culinary connections, and then we credit the 1.5, the total for those two is 3.49 minus the credit of 1.5, which is 1.99, which is 2/3 of a share, is what that comes out to.
2 acre feet.
2 acre feet.
Now, the problem I've got is I don't think we can service that with the secondary system. Mm. So that would have to be on the
exchange program.
Exchange program if we're going to do it now.
And the homes on Bergy Lane, all the ones to the east are on that program, aren't they?
That first home was built with Jeff Germain. Mm-hmm. Now, probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, so that whole line there's up here.
There's no culinary to the side. There's no culinary to the side.
There is. There's no secondary going south. We came up across the old mill or the Bunnell Ditch. I was Snake Creek with that.
Steve, doesn't that LaBarge have pressurized irrigation?
Down lower, but it's down.
Just below.
They'll have it.
Yeah,
when they get there finished.
Well, and the one above it, which is the other item on the agenda.
I think, well, maybe I'd better take it back. I think maybe Bill Probst did run the secondary line up Pine Canyon to service them homes. They're not on the change program, are they? I don't think so.
There are some.
The ones on the south side of Bergy Lane, or Bergy Lane is.
There's some that are on the Magpie circle.
Well, that's on the south
side. But that's on the south side.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But we can check and see how hard it'd be to get secondary water to that lot. Because I know we got secondary water on the other side of the road.
So we can get it to that one, so that'd bring both lots onto the
yeah.
secondary irrigation yeah. then.
Is this one lot now on the change program?
No.
The house?
What's the address of the house, remember?
Oh, I don't remember the address of the house. Do you?
359
Bergy.
I don't see it on here.
Is that house for sale right now?
It is. That's what it's been. We've had several people interested in it, but with the lot, the way it is, really don't want to see a barn put there. So we came up with this idea to go ahead and split them. And so it became a viable building lot, which will be nice to complete that neighborhood. Everybody in the neighborhood has said they're tired of driving past it, seeing it just a gravel pit.
We'd have to do some research on how to get the secondary water, if at all, if we could do it.
You can use the orchard path if you need to come from the south.
Any questions on this project?
So, would they just be build it on the one lot then?
Yes.
And the other lot's got a house on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's a shame you got to do that long tail because that's not going to be any useful.
Yeah, it's tough to use.
Peace.
Yeah.
Any questions on this? If not, we'd entertain a motion to approve it as presented.
I'll make that motion that we approve it.
We got a motion. We
have
a second by Russell. Motion by Brent, second by Russell. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Just an FYI, the house 2 lots down does not have secondary water.
2 lots down.
In the east?
Tom Christensen's house. You know where that is, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
That's
this one right here.
That's yeah. Dick Baum's old house. Isn't it?
Yeah,
I think that Dick's Baum's old house.
I think he was the original real estate agent, wasn't he? That you guys bought the property.
Okay. Okay. Let's, while we're waiting for the other people to come, are they planning on coming?
You know, if they're not here by now, they may not show
they may
up,
not
but
show
I don't
up.
Think it'll change the numbers any, so.
Why don't you do it?
Do you want to just do it then?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Castle Court?
Well, this has a really interesting pronunciation. And first we thought it was Castle, then they told us it was Castell, and now it's Casely.
So what?
Casely is how you pronounce this one. We told them that it's going to be...
It's the name of a ski.
Yeah, that's it. We told them it's going to be slaughtered from all time and eternity in Midway. Everybody's going to call it Castle Corps. So.
But it's Casely?
Casely.
But spelled like castle.
Yes. Okay. With a K.
Okay, where's this one located at?
Yeah. You guys don't have to stay.
This is really fun.
It's super fun.
Okay, so we just need to get you the water share.
Well, yeah, you just need to do that before the plat is recorded. So we still have a process to go through.
Sure.
So, yeah, it'll be a couple more months before we get to that stage. Okay. This is one step in the process.
Mike Culver today, and we do have a share, and he said they probably want whatever you guys needed.
Yeah.
Then it just...
Then you'd have an extra acre foot to sell.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is on Pine Canyon Road, just south of the property we're looking at, north of the LaBarge subdivision.
You recognize her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He taught you in school.
Well, he is old. They are old.
Yeah, they are.
They'd be
80 something.
81 or 82.
Oh, so elementary.
The elementary school. He taught me in school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was her name? That's Mary's sister.
Like watching Noah's Ark one?
Audrey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah.
Good job.
Way to go, gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay, there's a guy by the name of John Money involved with this one.
John Ace Money.
Huh?
John Ace Money. His middle name's Ace.
How did he get involved with this?
He purchased the property from Robert Benson.
Oh.
Are they partners at all?
No, I think Benson's out of the picture completely. So it's John Money and then his partner, I can't remember his name. But there's two of them that own this property now. So.
Do you know him, Steve?
Yeah, I knew him when he did all them property subdivision down on Edwards Lane, and 5-acre lots, and did the wells. And
yeah, he mentioned he'd done some. I thought he said in Heber, but that's in the county then.
Yeah, it was all down on Edwards Lane and over on Casperville Road.
Yeah.
And them big lots.
So this property is 4.65 acres. It's in two separate zones. The front area next to Pine Canyon is in the R115 zone, the third acre. And then the back area is in the R122. So there's about 1.62 acres in the R115 and 3.03 in the R122. So seven lots overall. Two lots are in the R115 zone and five are in the R122. 3.55 acres in the lots, and they'll be dedicating 1.1 acres to the city as part of this.
And that is road?
So that's all of the right-of-way. And so the park strip we've included in the calculation because there's an 8-foot park strip all the way around the cul-de-sac, which is actually a significant amount of property and water. So you can see this property outlined, again, off Pine Canyon, just south of the property we were looking at in the last item. Here's a closer view. And just south of this is that LaBarge property that they paved the road now, and that cul-de-sac is in, but that's the four-lot subdivision just south of this one.
So how many homes can they put in this thing?
Yeah, seven homes.
Seven homes in that?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take a look at it in just a second.
The boat counts as one.
The boat.
It's a
houseboat. So here's our zoning map. You can see the R115 is basically 300 feet off of the roads. That's how they zoned Midway way back, going back into the 70s, even into the 60s. Basically 300 feet off the main roads is where they created the boundary lines between the zones, and that still exists to this day, all the way along Main Street, all the way up these main roads. So that's what we're looking at with this one. Here's a copy of the subdivision. You can see where the R115 zone runs 300 feet parallel Pine Canyon Road, and then the R122 starts. And kind of a closer view,
So the lots that are in the R115, these are the two that are complete the R115, and they both meet the requirements for this zone. And then this lot here is dissected between the two zones, so we've just told them they have to meet the requirements for the larger zone, which is R122. So this one is actually pretty large.
So we got 3 half-acre lots.
Yeah, we've got, so there's actually 5 half-acre lots, and this one's almost, it's just barely under half an acre, and one that's 17,000 square feet, so just over a third of an acre. So it's basically 6 half-acre lots and 1 third-acre lot. That's what we're looking at. Yeah, and one thing that I mentioned is that we have the 5-foot sidewalk, which is this gray line. And this area here is the park strip, and that's an 8-foot park strip per our cross-section. So that's been taken into account on the calculation. But all of these lots, we subtract 8,000 square feet of impervious surface since they're all larger than what's described in the code. It seems like the boundary is about 15,000 square feet, and they're all over that. So 3.55 acres are within the lots. We subtract 1.2 acres for the impervious surface for the homes and the outbuildings and the driveways. And then we have 0.27 acres, so a quarter of an acre is in the park strip. So once we add this and this, we actually take this, subtract the 1.28 for the impervious surface, and then add the park strip. This is outside the lots. We end up with 2.54 acres of irrigated acreage, which is 7.62 acre feet. And then we add on the 7 culinary connections. So 7.62 for the irrigation, 5.6 for the culinary. The requirement's 13.22 acre feet. So I think they only had 4 shears, but they've been looking for the remainder of what they'll need on this one.
So how many more shears do they need?
So they'd only need 1.22 acre feet, so somewhere between a...
half a share.
Yeah, about half a share is what they need, yeah.
But we don't have secondary water to that.
I think we do on that.
Michael, back up a couple slides.
Because we got that line. That's the piece of property we had the trouble with where we put the line across here.
Oh, okay.
And then they came back and said you didn't have the right to put that easement in.
That's this LaBarge piece.
Yeah.
So I know that there's a line down this LaBarge piece and then up here because there was some friction up through here. So I know there's a PI here. And you remember, at least Michael, was that the Midway Highlands or Highland, there on Cary Lane and Homestead?
Yeah, Midway Highlands.
Midway Highlands. Remember, Steve, they put that PI line in, but there wasn't an
easement.
Nothing to connect to it.
Well, they put the line in, but there wasn't.
But it came off this line. Benson put it in.
No, I'm meaning on over here on Cary and Homestead. So the city made a code.
Right up here.
Right. There's currently a code, and kind of not the right property to address it is the Benson piece, but I think there's a code that says if you're in the city and you develop, you go get the PI. If it's next door, if it's out front, or if it's down the road, you go get the PI. We're not going to do any more exchange programs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, again.
Well, I think Benson ran a PI line up to that, did he not? And watered trees?
Yeah, they're
I'm gonna zoom in right here. My understanding is the line goes here.
Yeah.
And then there is some connection that came up to here and to water these trees.
Yeah.
That was a debate between Mike Kohler and Michael LaBarge on is there an easement up here?
Right. And Benson put that in without the company's okay.
Oh, okay.
because that's not our easement. Our easement is down there between Brown and that piece. Who owns that piece now?
The Brown?
No, the one above it.
LaBarge. This is LaBarge. That's the four-lot subdivision. There's a two-acre lot here and three half-acre lots here. And that cul-de-sac got put in this year.
And I think that
what do you got painted up there? Is that the...
This is the Benson piece that we're looking at.
Okay, and that's this castle where...
This is castle.
Yeah.
I'll say
castle.
No, so this is this the LaBarge subdivision going in?
It's in now.
Is it?
Yeah, I think... Isn't all the infrastructure in at this point?
I haven't been there for a couple of weeks. Maybe the sidewalk's not in, but everything...
Well, then we should have an irrigation easement going north, because that was one of the conditions.
I'd have to double-check. I remember that was a talking point between Michael LaBarge and Mike Kohler. And Michael LaBarge kept wanting us to set up a meeting.
And we did end up meeting with Mike at one point.
Yes.
With Michael and Mike.
But I'd have to look at the plat. I don't remember.
Anyway, they had to put a secondary line in so they could come down and pick that up.
Right.
Come on Pine Canyon?
No. It would come out that line that goes between LaBarge and Brown.
Yeah.
That connects Pine Canyon Road to
this
subdivision over here, Swiss Farms. And that comes out of that big line that comes off the extension ditch.
But I think the pipe is also going north too.
Yeah.
It does to the Benson piece.
Do we know what diameter that pipe is?
It's big.
It's a big one up
no,
to Benson.
No, not the big, I think 30, maybe 36 inch is not a pressure pipe.
Which one are you talking about?
There's that big 30, I don't remember. Is it 30
yeah, but you can't, that's a non-gravity line.
Right.
Non-pressurized line.
That's that one that comes down here and over and down.
Yeah.
That's not a gravity, or that is
that's
a gravity.
That's a non-pressurized line. That moved water from the river over into Snake Creek.
Right. This
is a pressurized
like
line.
A 4 inch, maybe...
Maybe a 6.
Maybe.
And do you know what that connection is up to Benson over there?
It's probably a 4.
I think 4. I've never seen it.
It would be a 4 because that's all the pipe. We don't buy anything less than that.
Yeah.
How are they going to get access to that piece, Mike?
To this one here?
Yeah.
So they'll come in off Pine Canyon.
Okay.
It's this cul-de-sac coming in on this side.
Okay. You know, that's a bad intersection.
This one here?
Yeah. Because that's right where you just start dropping off the hill.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to take a close look at the lime site over there.
Did you move the entrance down a bit?
Yeah. It was up on the boundary line, but it was too close to Tom's driveway. So in the code, there needs to be 40 feet of separation. So that's what this is showing, is that 40 feet of separation between driveway and intersection. The line of sight's another issue we need to look at over there.
Who owns that lot, that 40 feet?
This is part of lot number one.
Okay.
So this is all contiguous all the way through.
Okay.
Steve, where do you say that line that feeds LaBarge comes from? Does it come up Pine Canyon?
It comes up Pine Canyon and then goes across and connects to the line going up Center Street.
So it comes up here, comes north to here. Well, I think we'd have every right, rather than saying come up here and back, I think we'd have every right to say, take it here and Pine Canyon.
We can do that, but then you got the pot rock to deal with going up there.
No, but either way, we have that code that says, you go get the
irrigation. And that would be a better line to take it off of because of the pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
Rather than the...
And we're not in the side yard of somebody.
Back lot.
No, we want it in the lot.
Yeah.
Just so it would be better to bring it up Pine Canyon Road. than in that cul-de-sac.
Because they're going to be dealing with pop rock in that cul-de-sac.
Irregardless. Are they going to put basements in the houses?
I'm sure they're going to want to do it. Yeah. Especially those southern ones. They're going to have to walk out basements. I'm sure they're going to be digging into pot rock. And he claims he's going to build all 7 homes. As a matter of fact, I think he's going to build the 4 homes in the barge also. So all 11 homes. So he's going to have the equipment.
This John Money's going to build the ones in LaBarge too?
That's what he's told me, yeah.
Did he buy LaBargers?
No, I think he's just worked out an agreement with LaBarge.
How is LaBarge going to access... How's he going to access his property? He's not coming off Pine Canyon Road too, is he?
No, he's off of here. So the stub road out of Swiss Farm.
Yeah.
Comes over and there's a bulb about right here.
Okay.
Yeah, my aerial photograph is too old to show that. So. But it's there.
Well, you keep going, Mike, you're going to have every square inch in Midway developed.
I've got to tell you, the north end is, there's not many spots left.
Not many spots
left. What do you mean? There's a big spot right there that no one can develop.
That landlocked piece?
Yep.
Trust me, they tried to bring that one in too. That just didn't work out.
Who owns that one?
That one's owned by people who own this house. They live over in Camas. They used to live here. I'm trying to remember her name. But I had a number of discussions with her about this piece, and they don't have any water rights for it, so that's a problem. It's just a dry acre of land. It's about 1.2 acres, I think, and it's landlocked completely at this point, so it's going to be, unless something crazy happens, it's going to be open space. Just only a few people can see it.
Okay, any questions on this subdivision?
And they still haven't got the water. They still need another half share water.
Yeah, last time I talked to them, I don't think they'd purchased that water yet, but they're looking for it.
So it's close to 3.5 shares. I mean,
yeah,
no, 4.5 shares.
Yeah, they'll need... 4.5 shares.
Yeah.
Yep.
Entertain a motion to approve this as outlined.
I'll make a motion that we approve the requirement of 13.22 acre feet.
We have a motion.
And
do we have a second?
Prefer.
Are we going to dictate where they get their PI from? Whether it's the back of the barge or up Pine Canyon.
Let's take it up Pine Canyon. That might solve the problem with the houses up north too, right?
It would get it closer, yeah.
I think we'd be better off coming off Pine Canyon Road with it because we'd have a better, more pressure.
Make a motion that we prefer connecting him Pine Canyon Road.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anything else? We got the next item we got is this discussion on the
exchange program.
Okay. And I'm assuming you sent all these emails,
Mike,
to justify that you sent them to Mike over the last years.
Yeah. I'm trying real hard here to get this list updated, and he just doesn't answer me.
This list is as updated as we can be.
It is? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's perfect. Because last time he said there was a whole bunch on here that shouldn't be on here. So that's why
I
wanted to make sure.
Well, he probably will say that again, too, because he's anticipating taking some of them off when we get another line in.
Okay, all right. And I don't know who that gentleman was with the Reese's. Do you know?
He's a real estate agent.
Okay, well, he had the address totally wrong. It's 325. And he is, they are on the exchange program. The house is on the exchange program.
He seems so confident, though.
I know he did. I believed him. And then anything on here that says 1050 North, that's Bergie Lane.
Yeah.
So they are on the exchange program.
We couldn't justify, and maybe we can look at it again and run it a little further north. When we put it up to the barge to take off some of them, but we couldn't justify going up Burgie Lane for the number of homes and the cost.
Okay. And then the reason why we brought it up is because clear back in 2019, we talked about how we were going to make an agreement on the exchange program, and we've never done anything with it.
What agreement do we want?
That's the meeting minutes. Does everybody want a copy?
Yeah.
Okay. Here. That's the list, and then that's the meeting minutes. And we haven't done anything. Well, we talked about it, but we haven't done anything.
What's the draft?
Yeah, it's a draft. It's not a draft anymore. We're speaking final. Michael, do you want a copy? White, right?
As long as I'm not guilty by association.
Come on now, Michael. So I don't know if that's something you guys still want to... I never got anything from Corbin where he talks about he already had something drafted or something. I never got anything on that.
That's a common answer.
Common answer. So I guess I just want direction. Where you guys want me to go with it, if you want me to pursue it, if you want me to say, okay, this is the list, this is what it is. If anybody has feedback. But if this list is as good as it's going to get, then that's good to know.
I think for the short run, this we probably ought to just table this item.
Okay.
Because if we turn around and paid you for them connections, we'd have to turn around and charge the city for the water they're using on the parks.
Right.
And it would probably be to our benefit to do that, but we just don't have to
do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, on that note, several years ago, Jennifer and I looked at every individual property. Mm-hmm. We had them put in, we went to the county and got their lot put into AutoCAD. And we looked at every one of these and said, okay, let's pretend it's 1 acre. They therefore should be using in a year 3 acre feet or 325,850.
And we're charging them just the base rate we charge everybody else.
Right.
Right.
But if someone, again, that magical 1 acre lot outside, if they're using an overage, and some were.
They are, yeah.
Shouldn't they be paying an overage fee?
That was the question too, because like
What we could do is give them the 3 acre feet for their acre lot.
Right.
Any overage fee in that would go to the residential side of it. And
that's
you could bill them for that.
We talked about looking at.
I would do it that way, other than say it's all into your irrigation.
Okay.
Because none of them are much over an acre. Right. We're giving them the benefit of the doubt
by
going on the acre and the 3 acre feet.
Yeah.
Well, but if I'm not mistaken, cottages on the green is on this.
Yes.
Some of them are.
And they're a PUD with a lot of open space.
But the open space is not included on the
I don't believe so, no.
Exchange program.
But I think they're irrigating with it. They're, I believe.
No, they are. You're right. Cottages on the Green is on here.
Yeah, it's on here.
And they use.
But just the small lots.
It's the HOA's bill.
Yeah. It's been a long time. I'd want to look at that. But
we can look at it. But the thing is, I think what happened too is like, everybody on Magpie Circle, I don't think, was being billed. Because this year, they all complained to Mike Kohler for getting a bill. Because they had never gotten a bill in the past. So I went through and pulled all of the information for like the last 4 years to see how many people had overages. And some of them had really big overages that we wrote off. Some of them didn't have anything.
When you say a bill, water assessment?
Yeah, the annual bill.
No, they haven't been getting a bill from the irrigation company for their $125.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so they were all upset about getting this bill, and I'm like, well, you guys haven't been paying overages ever. So yeah. That's why you've been getting, you got this bill.
But if Midway City is servicing all of their irrigation with the culinary.
Mm-hmm. When we're crediting them for.
Why would you bill them? Why would the irrigation company bill them?
No, you're allowing them to be treated as an irrigation connection for that 3 acre feet for the outside. Then we should be billing for that. It's the same as having somebody have a connection.
So where's the...
So we are billing them for the residential, we're billing for outside irrigation, even though they're coming out of the same line, to be uniform with the rest of the community.
And is the water coming out of our culinary system backed by water shares from the irrigation company, or how does that exchange?
It's in the change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as far as I can tell, nothing was ever like written down and put in writing. And that's what Celeste
Jennifer,
wanted.
Jennifer, if you do that, then you can't go back and change it without anybody's approval.
Well, I know that, but I'm not the one that wanted to do it. It was the mayor. But the mayor's not here.
Well, we'll talk, Albert. No, it should be written down.
You mentioned the city parks. Is there water provided that the city's not paying for?
You put irrigation shares into them. We just don't charge you for the delivery on them. We don't give you a bill for the cemetery or the parks, do we?
So when we pay you guys like the Class B assessment, not part of it?
Not the class. It's probably the operation and maintenance you pay us.
Okay.
And that's to be lumped into that.
Okay. So maybe we should just table it until Mayor's here, because she started all this in 2019.
Well, we could have Corbin do some kind of written agreement.
Well, and according to that, he already had it, but you said that's just because he just said it. Well, I've never seen it. And I've been reading minutes since 1995, and I still haven't found anything.
Well, 95 is when we started this.
I know, I've been going since 1995.
I've seen a memo Corbin wrote about it. Now, maybe that was just explaining.
Could be. I've seen that, the explaining it memo. The mayor had that, so I've seen that.
So what I'm hearing is we probably need to table it and
then bring it back.
With Corbin's written down memo or a written agreement that we can
approve.
And would you like an accounting of the water usage, water overage by those that are on the exchange program?
I can do that.
We can do that, but I think once we pass 3 acre feet, then it ought to be billed as culinary water.
Just a standard overage. So because if I'm remembering...
Well, based on the amount of usage.
Yes. If I remember right, Jennifer, wasn't there some on here that were significantly over?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If we bill them for an overage, does the regular irrigation company bill for overages on PI?
No.
Over an acre foot?
No, we don't yet. But that's what we put the meter in. Yeah. And
I guess
very few of these lots, Jeff, would be an acre in size.
Yeah.
So that's why we're allowing up to 3 acre feet of water for each of these lots, knowing that they've got a cushion.
Yeah.
So if they're using the 3 acre feet, they're using a hell of a lot of water. And if they extend over the 3 acre feet, then it should be the culinary's.
So Jennifer, if we can look at that information when we bring it back.
To find out how many, yeah. Because some of them use very little. Some of them use a lot. Mm-hmm. Because they know that they're not going to be charged for it. So that's what we kind of need to.
How do we verify this list as well? I mean, when we come back together, are these all legit?
So he said that this is as good as we're going to get.
I had Mike go through them tonight.
Yeah.
Before, I mean, he's been working on them.
He just hasn't told me.
This used to be twice this size.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, it has been reduced.
I think when I started, there was over 200 accounts. There's like 56 or 57 now. So it's not as bad as it was. But he just never told me he was ever doing anything with it. So that's why I'm trying.
We went through them and looked at the addresses. And
they all are legit.
Well, yeah. I have clarity today, too, as we were talking about the reason why.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe we're at the perfect time. Jennifer, you and I have talked.
And I had that sheet still.
In fairness to these people, they probably don't have a clue how much they're using indoor or outdoor. We were saying you probably ought to send a notice to each one of these.
Say so you're allocated this much for outside use.
But and here's what you used this past year.
But they're going to say, where does it say that's written down somewhere?
If your continued use next summer is this rate, here's what your overage fee will be.
And it's a good time to do it now because we're not going to bill them anything right now. We're just, I'll get that information.
Their bill changes from culinary MPI to just culinary through the winter.
Yeah.
Once they exceed the allotted PI water, then it would go to the culinary.
So you can calculate this off of the culinary meter, and then we'll have the secondary.
Well, we can calculate it off the culinary meter, subtract out the allocation for the irrigation, and the over that.
Yeah.
If there is any, would be we relate to the culinary inside use.
Well, they're using more than we're saying they're using because what we did was say, as a residential, you're allowed up to 10,000.
Right.
Here's what you used over the 10,000. Therefore, this is considered outdoor use.
We don't know that yet.
We do.
We know how much we should have billed them. Like I have records of that, but we haven't billed them. And I have a spreadsheet that goes for several years.
Well, you
billed
them for the base rate.
Right. I think we said like if they're allowed 10,000, we'll give them 20,000. And that gives them enough for outside too. Anything over that 20,000, then they get billed
I thought we said we allocated an acre worth of water.
We went back and forth between the two.
Which was 3 acre feet.
Well, couldn't you look at, document their winter use? Because that's their indoor use.
You can look at that and subtract the differences during the irrigation season.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's what you could allocate.
Okay, so I could take the number we get in April, which is all their winter use, take that number and subtract it from their summer use, and that'll tell me what they're using inside, what they're using outside.
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
I can do that. Okay. I just need a direction. I have direction. Thank you.
Hopefully we're not talking a lot of water.
Some I think we're going small handful.
Small handful.
How long do you think that boat got there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just floated there on all the water they keep using.
They thought they were going to use it in the bathtub.
There was one that used to be on the program on Johnson Mill Road that used to use a ton of water.
Ton. Yeah. They're not on it anymore.
Filled the pond.
Yeah.
So never filled the Provo River.
I'll make a motion that we continue this item and request documentation and a possible agreement from Corbin as well as historical usage for people on the list.
Okay.
From Jennifer.
We have a motion. Do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
We have a second from Brent, a motion by Jeff. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I got some old business, or I got a question for Michael.
Okay.
What's going on with Midway Crest?
Yeah, so Midway Crest, so this is the 5 lots that are in the city now, was done in the county, so we had kind of an interesting situation on that. They have 5 culinary connections and they can all irrigate half an acre outside. And they have the ability to irrigate their common area too. This is the common area down here.
So
each one of these homes only has half an acre that they can irrigate. And so we anticipated a problem last year, so we send out a letter.
The reason I ask, just walking through the neighborhood, this has irrigation all through it. You can see on this picture, that it's green. This person has excavated that entire thing. It's completely flat, and it looks like they're putting in a lawn. So do
these guys,
homes know their limitation? Because it seems like our recommended water was for this, and a
half acre per lot.
For each lot.
Yeah, again, we sent a letter to them last summer telling them that that's all they can irrigate. Not only does it say just half an acre, it also says exactly how many gallons per year they could use. So we sent that out, and we're getting geared up to go after them legally. We have to prove that they're irrigating over. There's a couple of ways we can prove that they're over-irrigating. One is if we get the gallons per year. That's one way. Another way is we're either waiting for the new Google Earth imagery because we can calculate acreage here. Or if we get a drone, we can use that to calculate the acreage that's being irrigated. But
drone hell, I walk down there once a week. I'll spy on them.
Yeah, well, I've been down there too.
Well, you know, we got blindsided on this deal too because the developer put a line from our irrigation system into that pond to supplement water flow out of that.
Really?
Do you remember when we emailed Mike? That was his response back to me.
Huh.
Does that help?
So this is for Midway Crest,
yeah. Because I sent him that map. And asked him about if the readers, they were reading the meters.
Oh, yeah.
And he said the meters
you're
talking about was for their open space. Wasn't Okay, all right.
Well, the way we see it, we've talked about it as staff, is they can't over-irrigate because they're stealing water from everybody else. They don't have the water rights for it. I know that one of the property owners in there is buying water rights.
One has bought water rights.
One, and I know they were looking at buying some more. Mm-hmm. So if they can do that, then okay, that's fine. You can buy more water rights and you can irrigate more. But right now, we don't have proof of that. All we have is the half acre per lot, and that's all they can irrigate.
So, but with the half acre per lot, that should translate into gallons per minute that we can read off of the culinary and the irrigation meters.
So they're all have secondary irrigation meters, which working with the irrigation company, we can get those numbers. But culinary, you know, they just have the normal 10,000 per period. That they
but if we looked at all the meters and see that they're going beyond what they have been allocated with.
Well, this is one we should have never approved without irrigation water. We should have made every lot have irrigation water.
I agree.
To the fullness.
Yep.
Because you can't stop.
Yeah.
People are going to try to water as much as they can.
And it gets difficult to police it.
And see, we had that subdivision, and we had the one up on Berkey Hill that went across.
Yeah. That one lot subdivision?
No, the one that went above the river ditch.
Oh.
That subdivision that's
Deer Ridge Estates,
yeah. Part of them that went above the canal, we didn't require irrigation.
Yeah, it's just a small, it's this lot right over here. There's just a small stretch over here that's up there.
Well, all of those lots up there.
There's only, on the plat, it's just a very minimal amount that's not irrigated. Most of them have full irrigation.
Yeah, because they're above the, below the ditch, below the line.
It's
the one that went above the line that we...
Yeah, it's really pretty small in this one, and it's not being irrigated right now, so it's not a problem, but Midway Crest is a problem.
As long as there's a plan in place to ensure that they either don't go above their allocated water or they buy additional shares to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Yeah, we're definitely not letting that lie.
When we talk gallons per minute on the meter, I would look at a volume. 1 acre foot of water is 325,851. So I think we need to look at and say, look, you're allocated X gallons per year from April 15th when we turn the system on till this day, and then we're gonna shut you off. One of the obstacles is we say, well, charge them an overage. Obviously, those people's money doesn't
care.
Charge me an overage.
And Really, you know, there's really stealing from those who have the water rights. They don't have a right to that water.
How much usage they have?
No, because we just put the second meters in. Now we've got the meters in, we can track it.
Once we get the system.
But we really got Brad, blindsided by Brad Pello on that whole deal.
Yeah. So yeah, there's every intention of enforcing this. That's what's going on.
We got to, because that parcel never had water to begin with. Stubbs.
The Stubbs.
He had a well.
Jennifer, Todd Train, an engineer, have you talked to her about that well?
I have, and according to the state website, there's two wells on this property, but I think there's an error. I think there's only one well.
And there's only one. Well, unless there was a well that Jonathan used.
For whatever reason, it shows a well kind of in this spot. Kind of, remember the old driveway? You can actually see it right there.
Yeah. And the house was sitting right. Where was the well?
Kind of in this area here. And then there's another well on the state website that's kind of down here by the house. And we don't... The one is still in Stubbs' name, but the other one is in a different entity's name, so it might just be an error on the map. I'd be surprised they had two wells.
Now, I thought they had to turn them wells in.
Well, Jennifer, will you look on the minutes, because I agree. I thought part of their deal is, here's the water shares, and we'll do a change application.
On the well.
So this Todd is saying, did that change application go through? Is that well? Because it's not sealed right now.
Remember that.
And once you do a change application, that well needs to be sealed.
Well, what I recall was there was a number that was calculated here at the water board.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to turn that over before the plow was recorded. So I suspect they were able to make that requirement without turning the well over.
That was required to be turned over to the city, and you were going to put it in the city well.
Yeah.
And for part of their culinary needs.
Correct.
Yep.
Jennifer, you...
I'll look for it.
Yeah. I suspect the water rights in the well were needed because they were able to cover it.
I think it was needed.
I think if that's the case,
I think it was needed because we credited them culinary grade water in exchange for transferring that into the city's well.
That's how I remember.
Okay, we'll research and find out.
Yep.
So, right now it's still in Stubbs' name on the state website, that well right.
Dr. Stubbs?
It says Dr. Stubbs on it, too. So.
He was a doctor of music.
Yep.
Was you at that sewer board where he clarified what type of doctor he was?
No. I mean, that had to be 15 years ago because he's been dead.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, he's been dead quite a while. Okay. Move now are we ready to... You got another one?
You got anything else?
Yeah, move to adjourn.
That's
we got a motion by Jeff to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Russell. Thank you.